For today, mostly cloudy skies, isolated rain showers late, upper 70s with wind gusts at 25. Tonight, chance of sprinkles early, cloudy skies, then clearing overnight. We'll see lows 47, winds from the north. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear, 58, and Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny skies, temperatures lower 90s. Right now, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Wichita police say a 16-year-old girl is dead. Three teenagers are in custody after shots were fired while two vehicles chased each other. Wichita police say officers went to an area near Wichita State University yesterday afternoon after receiving calls about shots being fired. A short time later, a vehicle carrying a group of teenagers arrived at Wesley Medical Center with the 16-year-old victim in the car. The other vehicle, which had been stolen, was recovered after the suspects fled on foot. Police say a preliminary investigation indicates the groups in the two cars knew each other. No other details immediately released. The Kansas Highway Patrol is searching for a suspect vehicle involved in a hit-and-run in southeast Kansas. That crash happened around 10 p.m. on September 9th. The KHP says the suspect vehicle is a 2016-18 white Chevy pickup. The vehicle has damage to the passenger side rear quarter panel and is missing the passenger side tail lamp. Anyone with information on the vehicle should call law enforcement. Mid-America Network News.
At Midwest Kia, we're helping you solve all the problems that everyone is talking about when buying your next new vehicle. Have you been told there are no new cars out there? No problem. Have you been told you have negative equity? No problem. Have you been told you have bad credit? No problem. Maybe you've even heard you can't get a great deal on a new car. At Midwest Kia, we solve all of these problems for you. With over 300 new Kias, certified pre-owned Kias, and used vehicles, Midwest Kia has the deal and the car, truck, or SUV for you. And we want to get you approved. If you have $600 cash or trade, you could be approved for a brand new Kia today. Plus, every new Kia comes with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Only at Midwest Kia and MidwestKia.com. Simple, transparent, and fast. A better way to buy.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
On select models with approved credits, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See retailer for details.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is sending Kansas Highway Patrol troopers to Louisiana this weekend to help in and around areas affected by Hurricane Ida. The governor announced this week that 16 mobile field force troopers will leave tomorrow on a 16-day deployment. Their deployment is part of an Emergency Management Assistance Compact, a multi-state agreement that allows states to send government aid to other states in emergency situations. The Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office investigating the death of a 26-year-old woman who was found northeast of Wichita. Deputies and the fire department responded around 7 o'clock yesterday morning and discovered the woman unresponsive in the roadway. She was pronounced deceased at the scene. Sedgwick County Sheriff's Lieutenant Benjamin Blick declined to release additional information, citing that the investigation is ongoing. Kansas weather forecasters say statewide high temperatures in the low 80s tomorrow, lower 90s on Sunday, and the warm weather continuing until about midweek next week. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. A public watchdog of Nebraska's Child Welfare Services is recommending that state officials end their practice of having a private contractor manage cases in the Omaha area. The Office of Inspector General of Nebraska Child Welfare made the suggestion in a special report focused on St. Francis Ministries, a provider that has faced major financial problems after winning a state contract back in 2019. Nebraska officials negotiated a new contract with St. Francis in January to prevent the provider from running out of money. The Inspector General's report says Nebraska should terminate its contract with St. Francis, arguing that the provider hasn't met several of its contractual obligations over the last 2 years. Police in Lincoln investigating after an organization that supports survivors of sexual assault was defrauded out of more than $10,000. The organizers of the No More campaign reported the fraud to police this past Wednesday. Mid-America Network News.
Changes in weather.
People think pencils and notebooks.
It's going to pick up.
Weather Authority, Kate News, on your side.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Football homecomings continue at Hanover, Washington County, and Centralia Friday. At Hanover, Queen candidates Michelle Zarbanicki, Madeline Bruna, Avery Behrens, and Madison Bruna are joined by King candidates Emmett Juniman, Trevor Groff, Keegan Demler, and Philip Dibley. A parade at 2:30 is planned downtown. Citizen State Bank will serve hot dogs. Coronation is planned at 6 before the game with Axtell, which will air live on KNDY FM 95.5. At Washington County High School, Queen candidates are Riley DeZine, Amanda Simmons, and Emily Jones. King candidates Hunter Hill, Nathan Tice, and Coy Stahm. Homecoming parade is Friday at 2 downtown with crowning at 6:30. United Bank and Trust will host a tailgate party before the game under the grandstand, beginning at 5 before the game with Donovan West. At Centralia, Queen candidates are Avery Dieters, Abby Flinney, and Monica Stahlbaumer. King candidates Presley Bowers, Ethan McNally, and Traden Talley. A pep rally is planned Friday at 2:30 at the football field. Coronation at 6:30 precedes the game with Valley Heights. Pawnee City and Lewiston Consolidated Schools in southeast Nebraska are working toward consideration of co-oping football programs for the 22-23 and 23-24 schedule cycles. Committees to explore the options have been designated, and a special workshop is planned October 5th at 6:30 p.m. for public input regarding the issue. Marysville City Council held a special meeting Monday, voting 5-3 to proceed with a policy and procedure audit of the police department. The announcement follows action earlier this month, whereby longtime police chief Todd Ackerman was released from his post. No reason for the dismissal has been shared, only that it's a personnel matter and any audit is not criminal or financial in nature. A pair of 20-minute executive sessions preceded the vote Monday to conduct the audit for discussion of litigation or claims against the city. Final vote on the audit question was 5-3, with Keith Beichman, Todd Fry, and Terry Hughes voting no. Many in the community have expressed regret with the decision, and the matter is likely to come up again at the next council meeting this Monday evening at 7. City of Washington will hold a special meeting at noon Friday at City Hall to address purchase and financing power plant engines. A bird walk is planned Saturday morning in Marysville at the Kester House Gardens and City Park, beginning at the Kester House at 8 a.m., led by Geary County Extension Agent Chuck Hott, an avid birder and naturalist. The public is welcome to join the bird walk Saturday, 8 a.m. at the Kester House in Marysville. Fabulous Finds on 99 will be highlighted this Friday and Saturday as communities along and adjacent to Highway 99 offer garage sales, yard sales, and bargain hunting. Many downtown business specials will be included along the route, extending from Marshall County South, including 233 miles. Additional information is on the group's Facebook page, Fabulous Finds on 99. The annual Fireman's Fall Fest is Saturday evening in Blue Rapids with a fish feed at the fairgrounds hosted by the firemen and live bands hosted by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative. Diane D. Peppersack, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Tuesday. Graveside service Saturday at 1 at the Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, in charge of arrangements for Diane Peppersack. Ralph F. Brocksterman, age 85, of Vermilion, passed away Monday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at Annunciation Catholic Church, Frankfurt. Burial in St. Joseph Catholic Cemetery at Lillis. Rosary Sunday evening at 6 at the church. Visitation Sunday 10 until 4 at the Padden Funeral Chapel in Frankfurt, in charge of arrangements for Ralph Rocksterman. Carl L. Weininger, age 92, of Hollenburg, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 2 p.m. at the Zion State Line Lutheran Church, Hollenburg. Burial in the Joy Creek Cemetery at Hollenburg. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8. Family will receive friends Sunday, 4 until 6, at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Carl Weininger. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, Sloppy Joe's, sweet potato fries, winter blend, and sliced pears. Monday, chicken strips, a biscuit, yams, five-way mixed veggies, and plums. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
What happened?
This house is too small.
So, let's buy a new house.
But we can't afford a new house. Money doesn't grow on trees.
That's why we'll go to United Bank and Trust. I heard they have low mortgage rates that are affordable for everyone.
Well, then let's go right now.
Stop and see me, Nick Wolf, at United Bank and Trust to talk about getting your new home loan process started. Or visit us online at www.ubankonline.com. UBank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
United Bank and Trust will host a free tailgate party before the Washington County Tigers homecoming football game this Friday, 5 until 6:30 behind the Grandstand Stadium.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Friday, we have a cold front associated with a low-pressure system that will be moving across the central, east-central parts of the Midwest, bringing those areas chances for some scattered rain showers as we head through the day and into tonight. Quick-moving system will be out of here as we head into the overnight hours. Behind the system, a little bit cooler temperatures as we head into late tonight, continuing into tomorrow with high-pressure system moving in for the weekend. Sunny skies, dry weather. We are going to see an upper-level ridge move back in place for Sunday into the early parts of next week across the central parts of the Rockies, central parts of the Midwest. Temperatures back anywhere in the upper 80s, lower 90s. So across that area, partly sunny skies, chance of rain showers this afternoon. Temperatures at 80, and tonight will continue with scattered rain. And that's a look at your forecast from the Weatherology Weather Center. This is meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature, mid-September 79, record high on this day 95. The average low 54 and the record low 31. Sunset this evening 7:21, sunrise in the morning at 7:17. Overcast and 64 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 24th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place. 562-5321.
The Panthers stay perfect, and the NL West race gets even tighter. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Carolina Panthers maintain a perfect record after drubbing the Texans Thursday night.
Darnold, ready for the snap. Quarterback sneak, being pushed from behind. No signal yet. Touchdown, Carolina Panthers.
The call on the Panthers radio network. Carolina beats Houston 24-9 to improve to 3-0, but the win came at a cost. Running back Christian McCaffrey left the game with a hamstring injury, and first-round pick J.C. Horn has a broken foot. To the Diamonds, the White Sox clinch the AL Central.
Tim hits a fly ball pretty well out into deep right center. That ball is gone! Lead-off home run for Tim Anderson.
The call on WMVP. White Sox beat Cleveland 7-2 in the first game of a doubleheader on Thursday, earning their sixth division title and their first since 2008. This is ABC Sports. Entering Thursday, the NL West leading Giants were up two games on the Dodgers, but L.A. closed the gap with a 10-inning win over the Rockies.
Max Muncy leading it off. And a fly ball to center field. It's going to be a long run back, way back, and it is gone! A home run! Muncy with his 35th home run of the year.
The call on KLAC, LA wins it 7-5. The Dodgers in the hunt for their ninth straight NL West title. They're now one game behind San Francisco as the Giants fell to the Padres 7-6. The Giants and Dodgers each have 9 games remaining. Early this morning, Americans Justin Thomas and Jordan Spieth will open the Ryder Cup, taking on Europe's power duo of Jon Rahm and Sergio Garcia. In 2018, Thomas and Spieth went 3-1 at the Ryder Cup in France, but they face an uphill battle with Garcia being the all-time Ryder Cup points leader and Rahm being ranked as number one in the world. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Friday Night Football, Week 4, as Marysville hits the road for North Central Kansas League rival Chapman. Bulldog Football Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday night feature game, a TVL shootout, Hanover entertains Axtell, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights kicks off at Centralia. Frankfort plays host to Blue Valley. Washington County's home to Donovan West. Lynn travels to Onega, and Diller Odell is at Southern. Tune for the Coach's Corner, following sports each evening at around 5:20, as we visit with the area high school football coaches. From Diller Odell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show, beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on Key and EY.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business, and the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A report out claims the EPA will propose cuts to blending requirements under the renewable fuel standard. The report allegedly contains proposed cuts that would reduce blending mandates for 2020 to about 17.1 billion gallons, 18.6 billion gallons in 2021. Those levels significantly lower than the 20.1 billion gallons finalized for 2020 before the pandemic. EPA is setting the 2020 and 2021 mandates retroactively and would set 2022 at almost 20.8 billion gallons. Some suspect ethanol would take the biggest hit, dropping from 15 billion gallons to about 12.5 billion gallons in 2020, 13.5 billion in 2021, 14.1 in 2022. But the proposal sent to the White House Office of Management and Budget last month, not final. Republican Senator Chuck Grassley of Iowa told reporters he expects EPA to release the proposal at the end of this week, possibly late on Friday. The National Farmers Union, on behalf of their 200,000 American farm family members and their communities, launching the Fairness for Farmers. This campaign seeks to rally Americans, urge their congressional leaders and the Biden administration to take concrete steps to curtail consolidation in agriculture, which negatively impacts farmers, ranchers, and consumers. Farmers Union President Rob LaRue and Montana Farmers Union President Walt Schweitzer, Minnesota Farmers Union President Gary Wernisch, were joined by Montana Senator John Tester, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison, and leaders for strengthening America's antitrust laws and protecting working families. The Fairness for Farmers, a national campaign that seeks to engage farmers and ranchers to fight an economy that rewards hard work and ensures fair agricultural markets. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
MarysvilleLivestock.com is your up-to-date resource for upcoming sale dates, early consignments, and sale day results. Go online anytime from your computer or from your phone. And remember, you can now register to get an online bidder number at LMAauctions.com with details on the Sale Barn website. or give manager Greg Bennett, his staff, or any of their fieldmen a call direct. Cattle sales every Thursday with consignments and now results as well online at MarysvilleLivestock.com.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time for the latest Larry Steckline report from our partners over at Cake News.
Well, friends, the Kansas State Fair is history. Boy, and I got to tell you, there was a lot of people who were wondering if there was ever going to be one. Steve Cranston, you've been at a bunch of them. S&S Trailer Sales, Ness City, Kansas. What a beautiful display. They got aluminum, a lot of aluminum now, Steve.
Yeah, a lot of the manufacturers, we're in the Hillsboro booth right now, but they completely quit the steel with the exception of the truck beds to go on a pickup, but aluminum's where it's at.
Isn't that something? How'd the state fair go for you this year?
Real good. Once again, getting product when we should is the issue.
Yes.
And but no, the response was excellent.
Farmer's attitude?
Yeah, excellent. You know, everybody's in the process of either getting ready to drill wheat or a lot of them have already started on the corn and milo. And,
right.
And, you know, some of the early stuff's a little bit disappointing on, you know, production. But all in all, I think everybody's real happy.
How many years have you been here?
Oh, I'd have to figure it up. It's 30 plus. Well, yeah, it's our 46th year and being in business, so we've been down here, I think it's 35 years.
So sales at this year's fair compared to the others?
Well, everything's so different, it's hard right. to compare, but no, it's been excellent.
So next year's fair you're looking forward to again, right?
Oh, I suppose. Every year you think they try to talk me into retiring, but I don't really. I'm kind of like you. I don't. What would we do?
Steve, nice to talk to you. Nice to see a beautiful display here. And folks, the old fair's over. Glad to have you aboard.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
New England has clam bakes, the South has barbecues, and in the Great Lakes, it's fish boils. All about the unique regional experience today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Frustrated with your current health care coverage? Kansans are saving up to 60% a month with Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. Choose from individual and family plans, short-term coverage, or dental and vision plans. It's quality coverage you can afford. Learn more and get a free quote by visiting kfphealthplans.com or visiting a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
The Storm Report is giving away a $100 Visa gift card and a Zone Guard Plus weather alert system, and we want you to win. Just text the word WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526. The Zone Guard Plus is equipped with a special weather alert tone that sounds when severe weather enters your area. Text WIN to 855-939-2526. That's WIN to 855-939-2526.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, September 24th, the 267th day of the year. Fall is fish boil season in coastal communities of the Upper Great Lakes. If you have a chance to attend one, don't let the somewhat unappetizing name keep you away. Fish boils are a centuries-old tradition originating with Scandinavian settlers. Huge pots, often cast iron, are placed over wood fires into which wire baskets of fish and vegetables are submerged. The highlight is when kerosene is tossed on the flames, causing a roaring flash which flushes the oils and froth from the churning water. It's also the signal that dinner is served, and it's quite a culinary delight. Any authentic Great Lakes experience has to include a fish boil on a crisp autumn evening. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY. A reminder, during National Constitution Week, true or false, the preamble to the Constitution asserts that all men are created equal. This is false. Those words appear in the preamble to the Declaration of Independence. Preamble to the Constitution makes no assertion of equality, but defines government as existing to maintain peace at home, provide national defense, promote the well-being of the people, and protect their liberties. A reminder during National Constitution Week from the Arthur Barrett chapter, Daughters of the American Revolution. Overcast and 64 degrees, highs around 80 on tap today. Should be a great night tonight for high school football.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, Good Friday. After the Chargers lost a heartbreaker to the Cowboys last weekend and the Chiefs fumbled away a win with Baltimore Sunday night, the longtime rivals find themselves in the most unexpected of circumstances. The loser of their showdown this coming Sunday at Arrowhead Stadium will be in the AFC West cellar 3 weeks into the season. There's plenty of time to turn things around, though, especially in the expanded 17-game regular season. It would help if that turnaround began this weekend, though, when the Chargers and Chiefs will be trying to keep pace with unbeaten Denver and Las Vegas. Kickoff time for the Chargers and the Chiefs on Sunday is at high noon. And former K-State quarterback Jonathan Beasley and head coach Bill Snyder are now two of the seven newest members of the Cotton Bowl Hall of Fame. The group will be honored Tuesday, October 5th at AT&T Stadium. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
K-State football fans, your undefeated Wildcats host Oklahoma next Saturday, October 2nd for Hall of Fame Weekend. Kickoff is set for 2:30 p.m. and tickets start at just $40 with a Wildcat 4-pack. Reserve your seats today at kstatesports.com or 1-800-221-CATS. Join us as the Cats host the Sooners, and we recognize our newest Hall of Fame class, including College Football Hall of Fame inductee Darren Sproles. Get your tickets today, and we'll see you Saturday, October 2nd. Go Cats!
Friday Night Football, Week 4, as Marysville hits the road for North Central Kansas League rival Chapman. Bulldog Football Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Our Friday night feature game, a TVL shootout, Hanover entertains Axtell, live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights kicks off at Centralia. Frankfort plays host to Blue Valley. Washington County's home to Donovan West. Lynn travels to Onega. And Diller Odell is at Southern. Tune for the Coach's Corner following sports each evening at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches from Diller Odell and Southern on Mondays. Tuesday, it's Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Hanover and Lynn. Frankfort and Valley Heights featured Thursday with Washington County and Marysville on Friday. Plus, tune Fridays for the K-Prep's pregame show beginning after the news at 6. Our Coach's Corner Roundup following ahead of pregame coverage and our Friday night kickoffs live on KNDY.
Friday Night Football. Join KNDY as we broadcast Marysville heading on the road to take on Chapman and our Friday feature game, Hanover hosting Axtell. K-Prep's pregame at 6 o'clock, TVL Roundup at 6:30, 6:45 pregame, and 7 o'clock kickoff. Marysville live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover live on FM 95.5. Both games streaming live on KNDYradio.com and our free mobile app. Kansas State Saturday, 4 p.m. pregame, and Kansas Saturday, 2:30 p.m. pregame, live on KNDY.
This Gold Star Mother's Day, Clausen & Sons Dirt Work, Inc. pays tribute to the mothers who have lost a son or daughter in the service of the U.S. Armed Forces. From the staff at Clausen & Sons Dirt Work, Inc. in Beatrice, providing all types of dirt work services, including tree clearing, pond dredging, excavation, and more.
KNDY.
Get ready to go crazy right here.
Any good.
All I can see is the world, no, I
trigger. If you pop in the cooker, you're the author of the booker. I'm reading. Thanks, you baby. Yeah. You're the blue, you're the sky, you're the apple of my eye. Make me laugh till I cry, till I think I'm gonna die. Turn me upside down, spin me around. Spend all my money on you all over this town. Something I'm really good at. You thought it was over.